Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth,
and
blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Oh, God. Mr. Big Willie.
That's you singing?
Yeah, that's me singing. That's right.
I didn't know you could sing.
Well, obviously I can't. Anyway, so, hey, somebody sent me a picture claiming that it was Punky. Is Punky a hot blonde with great teeth?
Yeah, she's blonde and got teeth, yes.
Oh, she's not hot. Because the picture they sent me, she looked great. I didn't know who it was, though.
She takes care of herself really well, yes.
All right. Why don't you send me a picture of her and let's see what she actually looks like.
Just look her up on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm banned.
Oh, that's right.
I so hate you.
Oh, that's so funny.
I so hate you. Honest to God, I hate you. I really do. Anyway,
you couldn't have a ghost account or something. If you were smart, you'd be able to get another email and just make another account else's name.
No. See, that's the thing I won't do, because that means I'm lying. That's one thing I will not do. Others have suggested that, and I said no, because that means I'm lying. I've got many faults. Yeah. God knows I've got many faults, but lying ain't one of them. That I would never do.
Great bell right there.
That I would never do. Anyway, so what's going on with you? What's happening?
Well, I'm sitting up in Michigan right now, and skiing ain't getting snowed on. It's slick out. The locks are frozen for the stores, so they just got them undone, so they're starting to unload me finally. I don't know how good the forklift's going to do in the snow, but it looks like it's going to take about 2 hours to unload some skids of topsoil. So I don't think they're going to need them anytime soon up here. But anyhow, it's a Myers store. You know what the Myers are? They got one in Columbus, so Myers pretty big up here.
Yeah, but they misspell their name.
Well, I think it's like the same thing. It's like IKEA. Was it like, I don't know what it is, Swedish or something? I have no idea.
I think IKEA is Swedish. I think it's Swedish for you cannot put
German.
This together.
Yeah, it might be German.
No,
actually.
IKEA I think is Swedish.
You know what I noticed? So, you know how we review some other news as outlets and we look at stuff?
Yeah.
And just see what's out there, what's going on. Maybe you missed something because, you know, our news group's pretty good. And I was looking at TOV9 and they got stuff about the Market Street Bridge. They got stuff about a fire in Dilley's Bottom, an explosion in Weirton, all this stuff. And then I go to TV7 and there's a guy, 23 counts, child stuff, and he's from Morrow, Ohio or something. And then something with fentanyl, then somewhere downstate West Virginia. And there ain't hardly anything local newsworthy except Django the dog retiring because he's old.
Yeah, and that's by
design.
And
I'm just sitting there thinking, I just don't understand that. And well, then you go in the comments, and every day in the comments, people are like, yeah, let me save you the trouble of reading it. This isn't even around here.
Yeah.
Let me save you the trouble of reading this. It's not even around here.
Yeah,
I just don't understand. And I know people get upset with you and me or whoever else on the radio all the time, but Navodny, he does a bunch of local stuff. We got the Belmont Buzz. We do local stuff, but we do national stuff too. When there's something newsworthy, we do local stuff.
Here's the problem. I'll explain it to you if you want to know. 7 and 9 used, and you've been here. You remember this. 7 and 9 both used to. What is that noise? What am I hearing? What are you doing? What was that noise?
What's that?
What was that noise? You were fiddling with something, and it sounded awful. Stop fiddling around with
it.
Okay, well, we're doing live radio here. So 7 and 9 both used to be good quality TV stations, good journalism. They had lots of good, solid people. Both stations, they really did. But because a lot of people don't realize this, TV is following the newspapers. It's swirling around the drain. Pretty soon, TV stations will be meaningless. They're close to meaningless now. And so now what TV stations have to do, especially here in the Valley, because we have such a small population and it's so poor, is they have to reduce costs any way possible. That's why they are now hiring children coming right out of school and saying to them, here's a microphone, here's a reporter's notepad, you're a reporter, go cover a fundraiser. All this kind of stuff is just fluff feature stories, and they go on forever. If you listen, if the Seven just had did one last night, Alex Taylor, who I actually like Alex Taylor, but just completely wasted there on Seven. She was featuring some local do-gooder and was going on and on and on and on. It's to fill airtime, to give the illusion that it is news, but it is not news. And at least what they used to do with these kids, pay them barely minimum wage or something a little more than that, at least they were attractive. At least they looked good, even though they were children and had no idea what they were doing. Now they're not even attractive. And I think we all know who I'm talking about here. I mean, it's that's how bad it is, because TV is following newspapers that's swirling around the drain. Pretty soon it's going to be gone. Nobody cares about TV stations anymore. That's why you're seeing the crap that you're seeing. They're trying to pretend that it's news. They're trying to fill with national news stories or whatever. But it's all pretend. I'm pulling back the curtain. They're swirling around the drain. 7 and 9. That's all this is. That's all this is. So I'm glad I could explain that to you.
Yeah, so the news, you're right there. TV stations are going downhill. Radio is still on a very big comeback. The news, I mean, I don't even watch news anymore, because you can go on online and watch it, or you can go on Facebook if you've got it and watch anything you want, and everything's up to date. So it's barely 5:30, 6 o'clock when you go to watch the news anymore. You already know the news.
Oh, yeah.
It's live.
Yeah.
The news is live. So there's no reason. When I was a kid, we used to go and eat dinner, and then we'd hurry up and sit down at 6 o'clock and watch the news.
Right.
That was just it.
In fact, it's so bad. It's so bad right now. That a lot of people, I'm very good at seeing the future. I really am. I'm just really good at seeing trends and all that. And I'm predicting right now that these news anchors that you see on 7 and 9 and also other stations, but certainly 7 and 9, pretty soon you are not going to see news anchors. And I'll tell you why. You don't need them.
AI?
You absolutely don't need them. If you go on their website to look at stories, you don't need news anchors to tell you what stories to see. If you go on YouTube, you don't need news anchors to tell you what videos to see. If you go on Twitter, if you go on Facebook, any of them, you don't need anchors. They're relics. They're dinosaurs. Pretty soon, those news anchors are going to be going away like the buggy whips, because you don't need them. The world is changing so fast, people don't understand what's happening and what is going to happen. But those news anchors, very, very soon, Mr. Big Willie, very, very soon, they're going to be gone, because the anchors now are just dead weight. That's all they are.
Yeah, you're right. And they don't get paid enough. And I know back when I was in school in 92, 91, 90, whatever it was, 2001, I had a long senior year. Anyhow, we had radio TV class, and Pat Clutter, the great Pat Clutter, was my teacher.
Good man.
And back then, you was taught that these news anchors and stuff, they made good money.
They were
important people in the community.
Yeah, a million years ago.
Yeah, Brenda Dainhart, Steve Major, them guys like that, Mark Davis. On TV7, those guys were there for, girls were there for years.
No, they were all good.
And when you seen them out, they knew what was going on. They knew everybody. Now it's just, they come and go so quick, you don't even know who's who. Like, I remember the fire department come out, and you see somebody pull, you didn't know who the person was. You know what I mean? And they're like hiring for TV7, and they got a camera themselves or their phone, and they set up, It's not like it used to be at all. I mean, everything changes, but it's all about the money, I guess. But you would think that they would at least try to keep somebody there to make it, besides the sports guy, that's also the general manager
Breaking news. I just got a text of the picture of Punky and her son. My God, she is gorgeous. Jesus, that's a good-looking woman. Holy cow. Can we get her in the studio here? Mr. Big Willie, can we get her in the studio? We need to get her in the studio.
Handle her.
Seriously, well, I can't handle her. My God, if I tried to handle her, she'd slap me. She'd probably break my jaw, for God's sake. Probably stuff an Oreo, greasy Oreo down my throat.
Her 6'2" son and her 6'5" husband would smack you, too.
Oh. Well, they wouldn't need to. She could do it on her own. She wouldn't need to.
She can handle herself. She can handle herself, too, though.
Punky.
Very good lady.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Very outgoing. She helps anybody. She's a great nurse, a traveling nurse. She's away from her family all the time, and then she comes and does the food trucks, and they got two food trucks
what
they
kind
run
of nurse?
All summer.
What kind of nurse is she? What do you mean, traveling nurse? What does that mean?
Just a traveling nurse. They travel around and fill in places, I guess.
My shoulder's kind of hurting me. How do I get...
Yeah.
Oh, God, my shoulder. Jesus. Oh, yeah. If I just had a traveling nurse. Oh, my word.
She'd smack your face. That way your shoulder didn't hurt as bad.
Well, I'd probably put up with that just to have her here. And, boy, she
I don't
is,
know how Leslie puts up with you.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that. And I keep saying to them, I'm what you call a trophy husband. You know, you heard of trophy wives.
Yeah. You're a trophy husband. All right. Cindy Wade, our great sales lady, she's a trophy wife. She's going to make somebody a trophy wife one day. All the money she makes. She got guys beating her door down, literally. So
literally?
Get
a protection from abuse order. That's what she needs. Michael, what is this with you and Cindy Wade? You out of nowhere, you're just bringing up Cindy Wade. What is going on with the two of you? Does Christy know?
Nah, there's nothing going on. There was a Willie chick, and I used to come on and once at a blue moon a couple times, and then she come out to the thing, and
we
just touch base about sales stuff and talk business, and I learned stuff from her.
I'll bet you have. You dog. Oh, my God. Cindy Wade can do a whole lot better than Mr. Big Willie, let me tell you. She can do a whole lot better than you. Oh, absolutely. She better.
She is.
She better.
Trust me, I've seen what she's getting.
What?
She's a lot better than me.
What?
Full-time workers and everything make good money.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, what else is going on? We have just a couple of minutes left. You got a lot of clients now in Guernsey County. You should really run for a commissioner. Honest to God, you should. You'd win.
There's better people than me. I don't have the temperament or the patience to listen to crap all day. And
well, you're on with me.
It would just it probably wouldn't be good. And I would probably last a couple months at that, and then they would have me in the paper or something, being ignorant or something, saying, I don't know. I don't think I would be that bad, but I'm just saying, I don't think
great.
I'd be cut out for
you'd
that
be,
stuff.
You'd be great. I swear to God, you'd be great. You'd be the best Guernsey County commissioner they've ever had. You need to run. I'm not joking.
You're probably right.
I'm not joking. You really should.
I talked to a guy the other day over at the Home and Garden Expo, and he thought it was great. He said the same thing. But I got a new group, a High Valley Contractors group, and it's starting to pick up steam. And if you ever get wondered why you can't go find a contractor, you got to go post and what's happening here, St. Clairsville this, Cambridge that. Just go to High Valley Contractors Group. We got a lot of great people in there. You can post your advertisements, your work, what you're looking for. It's all going to be on one place, the High Valley Contractors Group. Tyler Falk Auctioneer and Real Estate Services, FALK auctions.com. He has an online auction right now. It's the Noble consignment sale. It's online at FALK auctions.com. I'm working on some deals with some other clients and some great people I've met. Emery, HVAC. If you need any good HVAC work, Buckeye Lines. They do steel coat and line painting. It's all premium.